You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning to each and every one of you. Lovely to have you with us. It is Friday. Lovely to have you with us any day, but especially on a Friday. It is Friday. It is the 23rd of February, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, smoothest place in your radio dial, just after 7 o'clock, and we're going to be sitting here entertaining you going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Birthday today. Oh, here's somebody looking through a little hole. Samuel Pepys. Samuel Pepys was born on this day. The year was 1633. Now, he was an English naval administrator and member of parliament, who is now most famous for the diary that he kept for a decade while still a relatively young man. It provides a combination of personal revelation and eyewitness accounts of great events, such as the Great Plague of London, the Second Dutch War, and the Great Fire of London as well.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah.
Right then, are you awake? Do I have your attention? That's a good start to a Friday morning. It's called Crying, of course, and it's a song by Aerosmith, written by Steve Tyler, Joe Perry, and Taylor Rhodes. Well, released by Geffen Records in 1993, in fact, in June of 1993. Second US single from their 11th studio album called Get a Grip. And the single reached number 12 on the US Billboard Hot 100, ending the year at number 60 overall. If you're awake, good.
Teachers, come on. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Two in a row, started off with Sting, and that was All This Time. And, well, as for Prince, well, he's wearing a raspberry beret. Very fashionable it is, too. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, so I'm a little bit late, a minute late, so we're going to get you in the shower. There we go. On your way to wherever it is that you're going on this Friday morning. Yes, it is Friday. 23rd of February, if you've just joined us, very good morning to you. In the champagne? In the shower, let's have some champagne. It's called Shame. It comes from Evelyn Champagne King.
Still I wanna stay.
And there we go. Yes, indeed. A little bit of shame in the shower. Evelyn Champagne King. 19 and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock. Get you out. There we go. Only wait. Hope it is you're going this morning. 1978. It was did very nicely for it. In actual fact, it was released in 1977 and was written by the way, John H. Fitch Jr. and Reuben Cross on the RCA record label. And it was part of King's debut album, which was called Smooth Talk, and the extended remix was produced for the 12-inch vinyl single and would later replace the album version of the song. And in late 1970s, reprints of the album Shame was successful on the Billboard Music Charts as well. And it was, say, very well received as well. In the shower with you this morning, a little bit of 1970s disco. This is Avril Lavigne.
Life's like this. That's the way. She yelling for, lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one on one, but you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying. Look like a fool to me. Tell me why is it gonna make things so complicated? I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into honesty. Promise me I'm never gonna find you faking. Unannounced, dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else.
Avril Lavigne, and it is called Complicated. Sounded quite easy to me. Keeping on the time, we are making our way to 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's Friday, we've got our freaky fun facts for this Friday from Ingrid, a little bit later on, probably in about an hour's time. What, Where and When with Yasmin.
This Romeo is bleeding, but you can't see his blood. It's nothing but some feelings that this old dog kicked up. It's been raining since you left me, now I'm drowning in the flood. You see, I've always been a fighter, but without you, I give up. Now, I can't sing a love song like the way it's meant to be. Well, I guess I'm not that good anymore, but baby, that's just me. Yeah, I will love you, baby, always, and I'll be there forever and a day. Always, I'll be there till the stars don't shine, till the heavens burst, and the words don't rhyme. I know when I die, you'll be on my mind, and I love you always.
Now your pictures that you left behind are just memories of a different life. Something made us laugh, something made us cry, one that made you have to say goodbye. What I'd give to run my fingers through your hair, touch your lips to hold you near. When you say your prayers, try to understand, I've made mistakes, I'm just a man. When he holds you close, when he pulls you near, when he says the words you've been needing to hear, I wish I was him, but the words are mine to say to you till the end of time. And I will love you, baby, always, and I'll be there forever and a day.
Another great powerful track coming from Bon Jovi. Always is what it's called. And as always, they are brilliant. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time to take a quick break and then look at some of the items in the international news for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yafi's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday, the 21st of February, Bolero Night with the Trio Caribe. Thursday, the 22nd, is Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday, the 23rd, is Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday, 24th, Opera Pop with the tribute to Il Volo. But book now. Where? 6974-5214. 6974-5214. There you go. Yes, still plenty of chances to book yourself in for this weekend. Salotto Italiano. Right. I tell you what. We'll just do this.
Don't matter where you are.
it's better than coffee.
Started off dancing in the street, of course we did. That was with David Bowie and Mick Jagger on that one, if I remember right. Yeah. Dancing in the street, great track. All right, did that get you going? And followed on, that was a song called Magic. It was by Pilot. It was 1974 when that was released. Pilot, a band from Scotland, and it was a first hit single for the group as well. It's written by their band members David Paton and Billy Lyle for their debut album, which was called From the Album of the Same Name. Now, according to Paton, the song is inspired by the sunrise on Blackford Hill in Edinburgh. In a 2012 interview with Hot Disc Television, Paton also stated that at the time, his wife, well, she had never seen a daybreak, which also inspired the song. She'd never seen a daybreak. What time of the morning did she get up? That's what I want to know. Anyway, look, here's one. What I want you to do, turn your volume up. Okay, this is a great instrumental. I sort of got my sort of conducting arms out last night when I listened to it about three times. It's the Love Unlimited Orchestra. We've heard of Rhapsody in Blue. This is Rhapsody in White. tell you what, that is so cool. Full volume on the old headphones here. Love Unlimited Orchestra and Rhapsody in White. Right, somebody else who's got a birthday today. It is Friday, it is 23rd of February. And if you've got a birthday today, why not drop us a line and tell us all about it and perhaps play you a piece of music. 677-18822. That is the WhatsApp number, 677-18822. All right, drop us a line. Always love to hear from you. Another birthday, as I mentioned today, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, born on this day, 1744, was the German-born founder of the Rothschild family international banking dynasty. It became one of the most successful business families in history. And they're out of touch. As for Sugar Ray, well, he says this morning. Every morning from Sugar Ray. Another jolly song.
Hey! The best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading, and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED. How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday, the 21st of February, Bolero Night with the Trio Caribe. Thursday, the 22nd, it's Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday, the 23rd, it's Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday, 24th, Opera Pop with a tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 6974-5214. 6974-5214.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for a piece of music.
Hey, Mr. DJ. Put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 7718822. Got that? 6778188822. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show. It's your show. That song, Small Town Boy, out by the British synth pop band Bronski Beat, released in May of 1984, as the first single from their debut album, which was called The Age of Consent. 1984. The song was a big commercial success for them, reached number 3 in the band's native UK, and it was also a number 1 hit on the Netherlands and Belgium charts as well, and number 10 in Australia. Well, hit the top of the number 10, the top 10 in Australia as well. Brilliant song. But that version, well, it's even that bit better, isn't it? Because it's the symphonic version.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Change your mind.
Take a chance
on the first
train
line.
Take a chance
on me, I'm still free.
Take a chance on me.
If you need me,
let me know.
Gonna be around.
If you got no place to go,
when you're feeling
down,
if you're all alone.
There we go, ABBA, and Take a Chance on Me. I tell you what, let's see if we can find Ingrid with our freaky fun fact, shall we? Oh.
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Friday. It's freaky, and it's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Woohoo, yes. Well, considering yesterday was a total success in Penonome, first of all, that drive over the backside of the mountain of El Valle into Penonome was spectacular at sunrise. The dentist and I had a beautiful drive over there. Oh, my goodness. I've driven there a few times, but never at that hour in the morning when I got to see the sun spitting its colorful colors right out on top of the mountaintops. It was spectacular. So, it got me thinking about driver's license, which, by the way, I passed all my tests, both hearing, seeing, and I have a new license for 4 more years. 4 more years. So, here, let's talk about the interesting things about the motor vehicles of driving licenses. Yeah, okay, we all need them. All right, did you know that, okay, now first of all of this information is from New York, basically, because being a former New Yorker, very few people knew how to drive there. Or at least if they did know how to drive, they were mostly taxi drivers who didn't know how to drive well. Okay, so let's get that out on the ground first. Okay, but in 1899, the mayor of Troy, New York, he wrote a letter granting permission to operate a horseless carriage up to 6 miles per hour on the city streets. Chicago also requires a certification to operate a steamer. In 1900, Anne Rainsford French Bush obtains a steam engine's license, entitling her to operate a four-wheeled vehicle powered by steam or gas, thereby becoming the first licensed woman to drive. Life magazine reported that some years later that she, after 52 years of driving, she never had a dent. Ha, 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 good woman driver. In 1903, New York was the first state to require the registration of motor vehicles. In 1901, now mandates an operator's certificate costing $1, which must be carried when driving. A total of 2,382 chauffeurs are licensed. Massachusetts, Missouri are also requiring nominal licenses. Now, in 1904, the New York fee jumped to $2. Oh, my gosh. I got a discount on mine, but it was closer to, like, 40, 45. Licensed chauffeurs must wear an oval badge when driving. Badges become common and nationwide and are today. They're highly collectible. In 1907, a little attention has been paid to the right of any man to drive a car, opines the New York Times. Something akin to the French system, which is the ideal plan of licensing drivers, furnishing them with official cards and with penalty of revoking the license in addition to jail sentence for a second or third serious offense. Ha! That is something that they don't do here. Don't worry. In 1909, Pennsylvania gets the age restriction at 18 for obtaining a license. In 1910, the Galland Law requires annual registration in New York State. Fees for pleasure vehicles range from $5 to $25. In 1910, that's a big amount of money. It all depended on horsepower. 20,000 chauffeurs take to the road test, driving their own cars or one of the state's. In 1913, New Jersey requires written exams, 7 or 8 general questions, the road tests for licenses. I confidently believe that the other states will follow New Jersey's lead and that the results will be fewer accidents and better road conditions, says Job H. Lipcott, Motor Vehicle Commissioner. In 1919, Michigan Governor Albert Sleeper pays 50 cents for his driver's permit. Some 394,000 state residents soon apply for licenses at the police station or at the Capitol. Lined back paper permits are renewable every year. Linen back. And in 1931, the period grows to 3 years. Now, I got a license for 4 years. My license in Estados Unidos is for 10 years. So, I'm rolling in the numbers here. Let's see. New York State requires all drive-ins to be licensed in 1924. The next year, the driver testing begins. Imagine. Ha, you got to take a test. The newly created Bureau of Motor Vehicles counts 1.9 million drivers in 1924. All right, the Uniform Vehicle Code recommends issuing of permits to 16-year-olds who must drive in the company of a licensed adult. That was in 1926. Standardized driver education courses start to develop in 1930s. In 1935, Texas Department of Public Safety issues free licenses. After 2 years, they expire. And then the Texas-sized cars, which were 3.25 by 4, they were big cars, like postcards, cost 25 cents. It included perforation sections for removal by the policeman after driving violations. Tear that off, will ya? In 1949, when Bob Megenheimer shows up the Watkins Glen in his 1948 MGTC, an SEC Tech inspector asked for his competition license. Rats, Megenheimer says. I've wasted the entire drive from Indianapolis. Well, not to worry, the inspector says, pulling a blank one out of his pocket. Just write your name there. The SCCA's competition license now requires a street license.
a medical exam, and driver's school. Minimum of 6 hours. Imagine that if we had that here. Wow, 6 hours of driving school. And 4 novice races before obtaining national license. So, you gotta go to school before you can drive a race car. Unified vehicle codes. They got South Dakota becomes the last state to require a driver's license in 1954. Photographs in 1958. First appear on a California driver's license. Yo, man, okay, that was when I was, like, in my stoner days, okay? Yeah, okay. In 1959, after 240 people die on South Dakota roads, a written exam is implemented in the licensing process. Implied consent is also adopted, clearing the way for field sobriety tests. Yeah, so now you got to get tested for alcohol, 1959. But a 14-year-old can get a license. They can't drink, but they can drive. So if you get drunk, get a kid to drive you. No, don't do that. In 1964, Michigan finally added a picture to the license. North Dakota's 14-year-olds in 1968 now can keep pace with the teeny boppers all to the south. Yeah, 2 years after following a personalized plate in 1972, California adds color photos to licenses. Wow. In the mid-1970s, Texas added a photo to their license for the first time as well. In 1990, the magnetic strip appears on the California license. In 1995, California enacted the graduated driver's licensing for teens. That means that they have to go to driving school before they can get their permit. And in 2007, New York State had 11.3 million drivers. Well, drivers today may obtain a license as long as 14 years old in multiple states, or no sooner than 17 in New Jersey. Yeah, because Jersey, they get you. Driver's education is required in 29 states, including Hawaii, although Maui and Kauai are not included. Go figure that. 95% of those in their late 50s and early 60s have a driver's license. Oh, that means some of us. Enhanced driver's license, which also provides citizenship, are increasingly available. Washington, Michigan, Vermont, and New York. Did you know that only 22% of the licensed drivers are less than 30 years old? And only 75% of the 19-year-olds and 49% of the 17-year-olds have ever bothered to have a license. Well, they've got some deal here that I guess once you hit a specific age like 70, you have to have a medical exam to make sure that you're physically healthy, that you don't have like diabetes or things like that, or if you do, that it's under control so that you can drive, because quite often a number of people over the age of 70 sometimes pass out from low sugar or something like that. So those driver's license, usually after a medical exam, are good for 2 years. Those of us who are under 70, way under, Jerry, way under, are allowed to go in and renew our licenses up to a year before they expire. would have expired on my birthday in July this year, because I got it during COVID 2020, and it's a 4-year license. So now I wanted to go get it and get it done, you know, always better early than late. So I got it done, easy peasy. They've changed some of the tests, which was really cool. I'm very impressed at Penonome. I was very impressed. We queued the line. We were there about 15 minutes before the office opened at 8 o'clock, and went in, and the dentist was number one and I was number two, and we were out of there by 8:30 and back on the road. It was amazing. It was amazing. So much easier than it was in the days when I lived in New York. Believe me, much easier. Well, these have been your Freaky Friday fun facts about driver's license around the country of the United States and here in Panama. So please be sure to have a legal license. When they stop you on those road stops, they are looking at your license and making sure that your car is legal and registered. So you guys be careful this weekend. And until next time, back to you in the studio.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. 'Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying 'cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older. everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. Cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but forever now I drive alone past. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home to you. And I know your street.
Really proving there is a song for everything. That is Olivia Rodrigo and Driver's License. Time on the Breakfast Show, 23 minutes before 9. Big thanks to Ingrid for that. Was some interesting facts there, wasn't it? Now, I tell you what. By the way, over in the UK, when you got your original driver's license, it lasted almost forever until you're in your 70s. Low 70s. All right, Ingrid? Now, another birthday being celebrated today. Caesar Ritz. Now, there's a clue in the name there. No, it's not those little round crackers you have with cheese. He was born in 1850. He was a famous Swiss hotelier and founder of several hotels. Most famously, of course, the Hotel Ritz in Paris and the Ritz London, the Ritz Hotel in London as well. His nickname was King of Hoteliers and Hotelier to Kings. And it is from his name and that of his hotels that the term Ritzy derives.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz.
Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mitts, putting on their ends.
Putting on the Ritz, and by the way, that was a song originally written by Irving Berlin. He wrote it in May of 1927 and first published it on December the 2nd of 1929. It was registered as an unpublished song on August the 24th and 1927, and again on July the 27th of 1928. It was introduced by Harry Richman and chorus in the musical film, yes, you've got it, Putting on the Ritz, in 1930. That version we played, well, that's a little bit more up to date. 1982, I remember it being a disco hit as well. And that's by singer Taco, and he's from Deutschland, Dutchland. Don't want to get too confused, do we? And it was a single from his album, great album, called After Eight, which I've had for many, many years, since the 80s at any rate. And that was on the RCA label in the United States, and Polydor in Europe, Putting on the Ritz. Great song. Should we play it again? No, I don't think so. Well, we're going to go to Troy Sivan. Here we go. And this is called One of Your Girls. Time-wise, 17 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Everybody loves you, baby. You should trademark your face. Running on the block to be around you. But baby, I'm first in place. Face card, no cash, no credit. Yes, God, don't speak, you said it. Look at you, skip the application interview. Sweet like marabou. Look at you.
Call if you move home, and I'll be like one of you girls at home. it in shorter ways. But nobody wants you bad as I do. Baby, let me plead my case. Face card, no cash, no credit. Yes, God, don't speak, you said it. Look at you, pop the culture iconography. Standing right in front of me. Look at you.
Do like that one as well. That's Troy Sivan Mellett, or just Troy Sivan as we know him, an Australian singer, songwriter and an actor. Now, after gaining popularity as a singer on YouTube and in Amsterdam, not in Amsterdam, in an Australian talent competition, it's a long difference, getting back to the Dutch again, aren't we? In an Australian talent competition as well, Sivan signed with EMI Australia in 2013 and released his third EP called Trixie. In 2014, picked a number of 5 on the US Billboard 200. Its lead single, Happy Little Pill, reached the top 10 in Australian music charts as well. 2015, he released his 4th extended play, which was called Wild, followed by his debut studio album, Blue Neighborhood. Troy Sivan on The Breakfast Show. From Australia. 14 minutes before 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show.
So caught up in your ways, you can't form a cautious heart.
Blindside comes from James Arthur, an English singer-songwriter. He rose to fame after winning the ninth series of The X Factor in 2012. His debut single, a cover of Chantel's Impossible, was released by Psycho Music just after the final, debuted at number one on the UK singles chart.
Knock, knock, been trying to be hiding away, but they know another in front of my face. Lord knows, I let him inside, she can help me now. Yeah, I didn't know they would drive me insane, controlling every single thought in my brain. No more, I won't go on and hide, gotta take them out. My head has been out of control for too damn long, for too damn long. Yeah. Been begging, don't leave me alone, but you won't go. So you should know. You could try to break my bones, you could bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna see. So you could try to break my bones, yeah, you could try it all you want, but till my believe in myself, but only no one else. So don't you try to seek any help on my own. I'll fight any demon inside, better watch me now. My head has been out of control for too damn long, for too damn long. Been begging, don't leave me alone, but you won't. You can try to break my phone, yeah, you can bring your sex and stone, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna see. So you can try to break my phone, yeah, you can try it all you want, but till my heart stops beating, I got. Try to break my bones, yeah, you can bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna cease. So you can try to break my bones, yeah, you can try it all you want, but till my heart stops beating, I got this.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
yeah.
I tell you what, there's one of those songs that's been used and used on these little videos, these shorts on YouTube. Things like that, especially when you see people confronting naughty people. I'm Unstoppable from Sia. You know I love it, don't you? Dion, together with Danielle Nicola and Aim to Please. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
And that is Police and Wrapped Around Your Finger. Time on the Breakfast Show, making our way to 80 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. It's Friday. What else do we have for you on a Friday? Well, we tell you where you can go. Yes. Literally. What, where and when with Yasmin. And also, I know for a fact we have a couple of people also born on this day in the world of music. When I was rummaging through the music yesterday looking for pieces to play, I came across this track. And I remembered it so well. It came out in 1960. And I was 11 years of age and wouldn't stop singing it.
Hey, girl, gather around, because the water I'm putting down. Baby, I'm still a handyman. I'm not the kind that use the visual rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken heart need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me. There's the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
Jimmy Barnes and Handyman, yes, singing along to that one. And I tell you what, some of our music was really quite serious back in those days as well. A couple of years after that one was released by Jimmy Barnes, 1960. 1963, there was a very serious song. It was called A Letter from Camp. And the melody was taken from the ballet, Dance of the Hours, from the opera La Gioconda by Amilcare Porcelli, I think is how you pronounce it. The lyrics were written by Alan Sherman and Lou Bush. So very, very serious song for those times as well. It went like this.
Mother, hello father, here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey, he developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner, he got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh motherfucker, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home. I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with others. boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest father, darling mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Mata fada, kindly disregard this letter.
I tell you what, we knew how to live in those days. Yes, Cindy. Hello, mother. Hello, father. And that was the Sailor Sherman there. And very, very serious. But one thing I did learn about that, that if you want to tell a joke, you can always get laughter, you know. Yes, I think I'll keep that. I'll keep that forever. So whenever I say something funny... right. I don't know about you, Lord. I'm having fun this morning. This is the Bellamy Brothers.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside.
Let Your Love Shine from the Bellamy Brothers. 27 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Good morning, yes.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
It is. I'm having fun this morning for some strange reason.
That's good.
It's always good, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I went through the music actually last night, going through, and I thought, yeah, I got a nice lot for this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm having fun.
Well, you and always have good music. Every day.
So. And I always have fun, really, don't I? But don't tell anybody. Who said this was work? anyway, how was yesterday for you?
Yesterday I went to City of Knowledge.
Oh, did you learn anything?
Oh, yes, always. Always when I go there, it's like boom to my brain.
Boom. What a wonderful expression.
Uh-huh.
Did you learn anything? Yeah, it just went boom.
Uh-huh.
And my brain broke.
Yes, they had different talks for adolescents or young people.
Okay.
Or college people. And it was crowded.
Oh,
and
good. Yeah.
It was interesting because they have different topics in different rooms, you know.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And at the end they have some presentations and everything. So it was very interesting. It was nice. Good for them. I guess it's the first time they do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess they will continue next year.
Thinking of things like that, I mean, I remember, do they do it where at schools now, when you're sort of getting towards the end of your schooling,
mm-hmm.
That they have these sort of like get-togethers with employers
mm-hmm.
and the students.
Mm-hmm.
And then the students can go around and sit down and talk to the employers that they're interested in about different things and you know, see if they can get a sort of a trial or a job.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do that kind of thing here?
No, I don't think so.
No,
but
I
that's
didn't.
A great
no,
idea.
I didn't think so either.
No.
No,
they just had like different professions that mm-hmm. are like on top right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, so like politician. And,
no. Oh. So they had like idea of what is going to be better for them to study.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this really is sort of giving them an idea to move forward,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As opposed to finishing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. What you just said is a great idea. They
yeah,
should
it's
do that too.
Good for, because you know employers are always looking for people.
Yes.
The idea is like you could do a great event at Atlapa. You could have loads of you know you'd have like, restaurants, any kind of profession where they're looking for people or can take. I mean, one of the things I think it should be really, really looked at is apprenticeships. You know, apprenticeships. So when you finish your school, you can sort of, when these people, you say, well, look, we'll take you on for a year's apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
And it does two things. It gives them somebody to work with, train, and also, of course, gives them some kind of work experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the important thing as well. When you come out of school, it's a little bit like, you know, school is great. It gives you, if you like, it gives you the software
mm-hmm.
That you need in order to function in certain things. Mm-hmm. Like if you, depending on what you want to do. Like, for instance, you know, if you want to be like every other Panamanian, a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
Because you have to have all these companies that you get paid for every year, do mm-hmm. nothing. but I'm only joking. All the lawyers outside the door, they do a great job, really. Mm-hmm. No, you said because I came across it when I was working as a business consultant as well, is that they may have the knowledge, they may have a degree, but that's the software. That's what is there. But the hardware is the one that actually has to apply it. And mm-hmm. if you like, the hardware, the brain as well, your personality and everything else. So it's not just a question of retaining knowledge, it's the proper application
mm-hmm.
of that knowledge.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, I see more of it being concentrated on these days. But it would be great, you know, if we had an apprenticeship scheme. Perhaps we do. Perhaps I'm missing out. If there's somebody out there that knows about that, let us know, because we'd love to have you in to talk about it, because I think it's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very, very difficult to get on the ladder, you know, to start. And you know, sometimes you're not particularly sure what you want to do. And also, like in my case, luck took me in a completely different direction, which I'd never even thought of going into.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up a broker and a trader in the City of London.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have a particularly good education. I didn't stay at school to finish my education. Don't tell anybody that. I joined the Air Force, and they sort of finished me off, literally. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I've always been street savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to smile. And like my mother always said to me, which was one of the best advice she ever gave me, Gerard said, if you're going for a job and they ask you if you can do something, always say yes, dear. You know, like we were saying yesterday with our guest, yes, dear.
Yes, dear, yes.
always say yes.
Yes.
And then go away and find out how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was a bit like me. She was sort of, she had a tough young life.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents split when I was about seven.
Mm-hmm.
And she sort of picked herself up, and God bless, I mean, she got me a pretty good education, although I sort of wasn't very good at it. She got me a good education.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm getting at here, she ended up the deputy treasurer for mm-hmm. a London hospital.
Oh.
You know, so it's a lot of it is to do with you, mm-hmm. yourself,
mm-hmm.
You know, who you are. And don't always try and hide that. As the song goes from the Carpenters, see if I can find it. Love me for what I am, for simply being me.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you hope or think that I might be. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's so true. Just be yourself. Be mm-hmm. honest to yourself. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's Thank my you. Lecture for today. Should we go home now?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
What else have we got happening?
Okay, don't forget tonight at Saluto Italiano, they're going to have Jazz Note with Wishy Lopez Quartet. That's going to be at 8 p.m. tonight. And tomorrow, they're going to have another great band. It's a tribute to Il Bolo.
Okay, yeah, Il Bolo, yeah.
Opera Pop.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be awesome.
That's a good one.
Yes, it's at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night.
Okay, mm-hmm. and so for more information, just get in touch with Saluto Italiano.
Exactly, you can find them on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and there you can ask whatever you need. It's located in...
Plaza 76.
Uh-huh. It's in the back of Ray.
That's
right?
It, round behind Ray.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Of Calle 50. Of
mm-hmm.
Calle 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I know how to get there. And by the way, mm-hmm. Just a serious point, if you're going on like a big, it might be an idea to go by Uber.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, firstly, you want to have a good time and have a couple of drinks, but also it's not that easy to park around.
Yes, okay.
So mm-hmm. bear that in mind.
Yes.
I always take a Uber anyway, because mm-hmm. I like to have a few drinks.
Yes.
And another few.
Good idea.
Yes.
Also, tomorrow morning, it's going to be beach cleaning. This is at Costa del Este,
mm-hmm.
frente al Mirador de las Aves.
Okay.
Tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. until 12 p.m., and this is organized by Voluntarios de Panama. So everybody can go there and help a little bit
mm-hmm.
cleaning
Excellent.
The beach.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. Mm-hmm.
Also, let me see, tomorrow... Okay, this weekend, continue the Chinese celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it's going to be at Parque Quinto Centenario. This is at the entrance of Casco Antiguo.
Mm-hmm.
And there are going to be a lot of activity, like live music, food.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Foodie Fest. Yes, mm-hmm. a lot of things. And it starts today... Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
From 3 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. So, and of course, it's free.
Okay, well, we like free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they are going to have the presentation of Los Rabanes, Wilson Ching, and Osvaldo Ayala.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want me to continue with Who Was Born?
Yeah, let's do one of our Born on This Day music.
Uh-huh. The first one is Steve Priest,
mm-hmm.
bassist with English group Sweet, who had the 1973 UK number one single Blockbuster, plus 14 other UK top 40 singles. Sweet scored 4 top 10 hits in the US: Little Willie,
mm-hmm.
Ballroom Blitz, Fox on the Run, and Love is Like Oxygen.
Uh-huh. Which one do you think I'm going to play?
I don't know, but I love the last one.
It's certainly not going to be Little Willie, I tell you. It's going to be Fox on the Run.
Okay.
Oh,
And there we go, yes, The Sweet and Fox on the Run.
Mm-hmm.
That's a jolly song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, we, do. Nice. We like jolly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Whatever,
yes. Yes, continue mm-hmm. with the other event called Festival Verano Cultural. It's going to be tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, at Parque Recreativo Rush.
This is located
at Paseo del Norte, Brisas del Golf. I just searched it on Google because I didn't know where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have live music with Yamilka Pitre, Ivan Barrios, and Osvaldo Ayala. Again, he's going to be very busy.
Oh, he is, isn't he? Yes.
And they're going to have art, culture, music, and a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So don't miss that.
Okay.
Also, let me see what else we have here. Casco Queen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be this Sunday at Casco Antiguo, thanks to Malamaña Theater, at 4 p.m. And this is kind of a carnival, and everybody's involved, and it's really, really fun. We really love it. You can dance at Casco Antiguo and enjoy a lot. This is on Sunday, Casco Queen Tour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Teatro Tour. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun, too. And on Sunday, also, at Mac Panama, they're going to have... Do you know what is Junta de Embarre?
No.
It's when they used to build the houses at the interior with mud.
Oh, yeah. Because that was the... Wasn't there something that they were doing in the interior? Wasn't it with the wave, with Bastion?
I guess they did that.
Mm-hmm. They did that as well, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now you can do it at MacMissing.
Oh, build a mud hut.
Oh, yes.
Oh, cool. Can you move in?
That's going to be really fun this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have sancocho.
Uh-huh.
And tamborito.
Oh, lovely.
Just like they do it at the interior, you know, because they always have this.
Yeah.
So you can invite family and friends.
Oh, that's lovely. You kill your own chicken first.
Oh, no, I don't know.
That's how they do it in the interior.
I know. Not just chicken, they kill more.
Everything. Pigs and cows and ducks and...
That's true. So you can go there and make your donation. It's up to you.
Uh-huh.
You would like to donate to the museum.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, it's a great thing they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah, mud huts.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully I can go to that one.
Yeah, build yourself a house, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have so far to travel.
Yes. And that's all.
All right. So who is our second born on this day in the world of music?
Uh-huh. The second one is Brad Whitford. He was born in 1952, American musician, guitarist with Aerosmith. I love Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm.
Who scored the 1989 UK number 13 single, Love in an Elevator. They had the 1993 US number 1 and UK number 2 album, Get a Grip. And the 1998 US number 1 and UK number 4 single, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Aerosmith is the best-selling American hard rock band of all time. Wow. Having sold more than 150 million records worldwide.
Oh, gosh. What if they got a dollar each for that?
Oh, yes.
It would be rather nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yes.
Anyone would think I was crazy.
Come here, baby.
And that's what this one's called, of course.
Making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kind of gets like feeling bad. Yeah.
There we go, Aerosmith and Crazy. 11 before 10 o'clock this morning. It's that time of the morning.
Oh, yeah. I saw the picture.
Yeah, you see, it's Renee time.
Mm-hmm.
Renee and Rick.
Yes.
It's always exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yes, of course.
There's a bit of a white picture here of snow. She says it's cold here, but beautiful. And there's, she said, those are the three sisters, the three mountains, you see. They're called Three Sisters, and they're called Faith, Hope, and Charity.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Wow. Very nice photo.
Strange calling mountains names, sisters.
No, they're important.
They're very important. Mm-hmm. Look, that was a large, middle, and small.
Exactly.
I wonder if that's those two, or probably could be the distance, couldn't it? But also, mm-hmm. Renee and Rick, they've got a nuts-off warning.
A what?
A nuts off.
What is it?
It's when the weather gets cold enough to freeze your nuts off.
Ah,
yes,
okay.
Yes, you see. You're going to lose your nuts. It says here, winter storm watch. Severity, severe nuts off. Significant threat to life or property and nuts. Weather event, onset, 4 p.m. PST. Pissed time. 25th of February, 4 p.m. That's on Sunday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
25th.
Yes.
Description. What? Heavy snow possible. Total snow accumulation of 8 to 16 inches as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Winds could gust as high as 45 miles an hour. Where? East slopes of the Oregon Cascades.
Mm.
When? From Sunday afternoon through to Monday afternoon. Impacts. Travel could be very difficult to impossible. Patchy blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. The hazardous conditions could impact the morning commute.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, see, a not soft warning.
Mm-hmm.
Very cold.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, we have heat warnings, don't we? We have UV warnings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ultraviolet.
Yes.
That's what we have a problem with. Violet's always been a problem, isn't she?
Hey, sorry, I forgot. Don't miss tomorrow, Luna Llena de Tambores.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had Alfredo in here the other day. How could you forget him?
Yes, I don't know. It's going to be at Arraiján Town Center
tomorrow
from 5 to 8 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So don't miss that.
Don't miss that.
Of course.
There we go.
It's free and for the whole family.
And free is good?
Yes.
So is the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I tell you what I'm going to do. We've got time to squeeze one more in for day. I mentioned when we were chatting, about being yourself, etc., etc. One of my favourite songs from the Carpenters.
Oh yeah,
and it's one of saying, "Love me for what I am." Beautiful words. Listen to the words.
Okay.
We fell in love on the first night that we met. Together we've been happy. I have very few regrets. The ordinary problems have not been hard to face. But lately little changes have been slowly taking place. You're always finding something is wrong in what I do. But you can't rearrange my life because it pleases you. You've got to love me for what I am, for simply being me. Don't love me for what you intend or hope that I will be. And if you're only using me to feed your fantasy, you're really not in love. So let me go. I must be free. If what you want isn't natural for me, I won't pretend to keep you. What I am, I have to be. The picture of perfection is only in your mind. For all your expectations, love can never be designed. We either take each other for everything we are, or leave the life we've made behind and make another start. You've got to love me for what I am, for simply being me. Don't love me for what you intend or hope that I will be. And if you're go, I must be free.
Goosebumps when I hear that, especially when it goes into the chorus. But so true. Yeah, love me for what I am, for simply being me, not what you hope or think that I might be. There we go. Love it. And that's it then. That's it. And Renee just came back, and because she reminded me, because they've got a town down the road from where they are called Sisters.
Oh.
Now we know why.
Oh wow!
I think they've got three towns: Sisters One, Sisters Two, Sisters Three.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could call them Sister Hope, Sister Faith and Sister Charity.
Yes.
Like exactly. A bunch of nuns, isn't it? Really?
Mm-hmm. And hello to Bienvenido. He's listening right now.
Hi, good morning, Bienvenido.
Yes, have a nice day.
Yeah. Welcome. Now we're leaving. That's it, yes. Have a great weekend. All right.
Yes, you too.
See you Monday.
Thank you.
Bye. And that's it. Thanks, God, of course, on a Friday. Big thanks to Ingrid for our freaky fun facts for this Friday, all about driving licenses. My grandfather, by the way, never had a driving license. And he used to drive really hilariously. When he came to a corner, he used to put the clutch in, go around the corner, take the clutch out, and then use the accelerator again. It was really quite fun, and scary, too. He knocked the only traffic lights down in the town of Weymouth. Anyway, I digress. Thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin for What, Where and When for today, and also a couple of people there, born on this day in the world of music. Thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a lot of our background information as well, some of the birthdays, etc., etc. So thanks to Neil. And also to the boys and girls, the group of Grada, are about to turn us off when he stops talking. So big thanks especially to Isaac. Thank you. And also to you lot, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We will be back with you as normal on Monday at 7 o'clock, all right? So please, 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 whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, do it carefully. Why? Monday, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.